I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. On Wednesday, Derek Moore was named as the new president of the New Mexico Junior College in Hobbs. Of the five candidates who interviewed for the job, Moore was the first one interviewed by the board. Moore is currently serving as vice president for student services at South Arkansas Community College in El Dorado, Arkansas. Moore earned his Doctor of Education degree in Community College Leadership from Morgan State University in Baltimore, Maryland. Moore will officially begin his tenure as president at New Mexico Junior College in June. Eddy County fire officials continue to make citizens aware of the dangers of open burning during this very dry season. Fire officials in Eddy County remind those who are considering burning croplands or rangelands or other types of burning to contact the Regional Emergency Dispatch Authority to seek approval for burning on any single day. The Lee County Sheriff's Office is seeking two suspects caught on surveillance video removing two small canine puppies from a residence in Hobbs. Lee County Sheriff's spokesperson Eileen Viscata tells us more.
The Lee County Sheriff's Office is asking for assistance in locating the suspect. Larceny of two pit bull puppies. It took place in the 3900 block of North Peaches.
One of the puppies has a gray-blue coat with a white heart-shaped patch on its chest. The second puppy is a light brown cream color. Both are about 8 weeks old. The surveillance video has been posted on the Lee County Sheriff's Facebook page. Anyone with information on this case are encouraged to call the Lee County Sheriff's Office. The New Mexico Department of Transportation will be holding a virtual public meeting on Tuesday, May the 24th, beginning at 6 p.m. They will be sharing information about the alignment study for New Mexico Highway 3128 Roadway Improvements Project in Eddy and Lee Counties. For virtual information on this meeting, log on to the New Mexico Department of Transportation. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced on Wednesday that $200 million in household relief is on its way this week to over 550,000 New Mexico taxpayers. Taxpayers who receive funds through direct deposit are scheduled to receive at least $250 in relief in the next day or so. Paper checks for another 200,000 taxpayers will begin going out in the following days and will continue over the next few weeks. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.